Message number 152. Be prepared at all times. Monday, August 1, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, you are now truly in union with me at last. Now you will see why there is an urgency to help people to open their eyes so that they can convert in order to enter my Father's kingdom. So many men today mock me. When my name is mentioned by believers in a revered manner, they too are mocked, sneered, and laughed at. Then there are others who become angry when challenged in my name. There are also others who not only deny me but who also hate me. Never before has there been so many people in the world who have turned their back on the faith. So many souls choose to dismiss any thought that our my eternal Father exists. They think it does not matter whether or not they believe, and that it is irrelevant in their lives. Many of those lukewarm in their faith casually dismiss my teachings, which they merely pay lip service to. They believe that they will have plenty of time later on in life to devote the time they need to their faith. This is especially true of the younger generation, who think that their faith is not something they need to bother about just yet. They believe that they have many years ahead of them to honor me, their beloved Savior and my eternal Father. This is why older people tend to rekindle their faith at a later stage of their lives, when they begin to think about the hereafter. What man fails to grasp is that they can die at any moment, any time, any age, from birth to old age. It does not matter. He must be prepared at all times. I implore all believers to pray for the discernment to teach young people everywhere of the urgent need to open their eyes to the love that I and my eternal Father have for each of them. Help to open their eyes to the promise of paradise. It is your duty to me now, so that I do not lose my younger children to the lies that Satan spreads in the world today. Help me save all those who believe that time is plentiful for them to pay attention to their souls in preparation for the new paradise on earth, which is drawing near and which will become a reality in the blink of an eye, when most of you least expect it. Your beloved teacher and Savior, Jesus Christ.